You're listening to Minor Talk On Demand exclusively on 600 ESPN El Paso. Stay up to date with Minor Talk by downloading the free 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app.
The following is an exclusive presentation of Team 600 ESPN El Paso.
Hey, El Paso, this is Michelle Smallman, and now it's your turn to sound off on the UTEP game. Minor Talk with Adrian and Sal is coming up next on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Talk presented by Jack in the Box. I'm Adrian Broaddus. Along with me is Sal Montes and Alberto Retta. They are back at our River Oaks Property Schoolyard Sports Studios. Our telephone number 915-505-6009 to kick off the show. Oh man, what a win for UTEP. 66-63, the final. First time in 14 plus years since the Miners have won out at the Pan Am Center. You know, I've covered a lot of these games at the Pan Am Center, and I'll say this. You know, at times the Miners have shown fight. At times the Miners have even laid down in these games. But for the Miners to do what they did today, win and lead the wire to wire, they gutted this one out toward the end. I mean, the clutch three-pointer at David Terrell Jr., we could look at that one right there. We could look at just the clutch defense that was played by the Miners throughout the latter part of this game. But just a great plan defensively by head coach Joe Golding. Really impressive by that. We also want to mention that the Aggies shot 30% from the field, 23% from three-point range. And for the Miners defensively, just an excellent game plan. They also led off the glass 36-35, Miners did. And they led all game. Zero lead changes, zero times this game was tied, and this was all without Ahmad Bynum, Sal. That's just real impressive stuff right there for the Miners, gutting out this win against the Aggies in the Battle of I-10.
Yeah, it's huge because we talked about it too, who was going to step up in the absence of Bynum, and it's another obstacle, right, that they had to go through where a couple of games ago, they kind of had to work things out without Corey Camper. He comes in the lineup tonight, and obviously it helps a bit, but that's what you wanted. Who was going to rise up when it mattered the most? And something interesting that George and I were talking about before the show was I feel like Conference USA is full of a bunch of teams who are in the same boat as UTEP. And what I mean is you don't really know what team you're going to get on that night. They can play like the best team in the league, or you know, they can fall down to the level of their opponent, however you want to put it. But UTEP on the good side of it today, so I mean, it makes you curious about how they can continue this solid play defensively in the final stretches. But yeah, man, today they're able to escape today, and anytime you could get a win in the Pan Am Center, you're going to take it.
Yeah, an impressive win. I'll say that as well. First time in almost 15 years the Miners win at the Pan Am Center. You want to talk about it with us? Let's do it. 915-505-6009. That is our telephone number to get things started here on Minor Talk. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X, and that is 600 ESPN El Paso there. Our boy John Bohannon. Can we call him a UTEP great? I will say UTEP great. He already tweeted into the program. He said, wow, didn't know it was that long ago. LOL. Great job, UTEP. I'll ask, and by the way, I want to shout out George Guajardo, and we also have Alberto Retta with us as well. Just want to, I'll ask you this one right here, George. Does this one right the wrong that UTEP had earlier this year, almost a 30-point loss at home to New Mexico State, beating the Aggies on the road without Ahmad Bynum? Does this kind of right the wrong there?
Yeah, I do. I think it does. They addressed a lot of concerns that they had in that first game, primarily, obviously, field goal percentage. I think that first game at NMSU shot over 50%. They had, what was it, like three guys in double figures, two guys with over 20, right? So they got NMSU's field goal percentage way down today. I think they shot 30%, right? 30.4% today. Terrible from three for the Aggies. I know UTEP didn't get a lot of turnovers. But the big thing, UTEP won the glass, and they got killed on the boards last game. So I do think the two things that concerned Coach Golding the most, he attacked head on. and he cleaned them up. So yeah, I think I know that the aggregate score isn't gonna be as nice, right? NMSU still wins that comfortably, but it's you split the series. They both went on the road, and I think you cleaned up the biggest concerns that you had from that first game.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a really good analysis and good way of looking at it as well. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number to get things started here on Minor Talk. If you'd like to weigh in, 600 ESPN El Paso, Twitter and X, 600 ESPN El Paso.com. Good way of looking at it there, George. I like that one there. I'll ask you, Alberto, did you feel like the Miners were able to live without the likes of Ahmad Bynum in this one? I know that, you know, maybe not in the I guess in the future we'll have to see what ends up happening and how quickly they get him back for whatever happened. And by the way, he was sent off practice Wednesday. He didn't practice Thursday and Friday. He wasn't on this trip for the Battle of I-10. Joe Golding said in the pregame show on the broadcast they'll revisit the topic next week. But, you know, did you feel like the Miners managed okay without the likes of Ahmad Bynum?
Yeah, I think they did a phenomenal job. They did a lot better than I had originally expected. So they had me in the doubters column, and now I'm no longer there. I think that what they did on the defensive side, the ability to stop that NMSU offense that overran them last time out, I think that to me is the biggest takeaway, is the ability to just have a complete opposite game than the first one that you had against this NMSU team that kills you at home.
Yeah, good way of looking at it as well. As we continue, we got Brian who's going to join us here in just a little bit. But our telephone number, once again, 915-505-6009 to get things started here on Minor Talk. I also want to mention we got a lot of people chiming in, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X. We'll get to those comments here in just a little bit. Man, what a game it was from the likes of Devin Barnes. I mean, 18 points when it was all said and done, 33 minutes of action. He chipped in with 4 rebounds. I know he was 1-6. From beyond the arc. I know he was 4-14 from the floor, but he made his free throws today, and I thought he was just a mainstay offensively and defensively for the Miners. He was he actually came up with one of the helped out with one of the most clutch steals with David Terrell Jr. Otis Frazier III. They both tackled in and forced a turnover late in this game, and I thought that was a real relevant play as well. So all around great win by this team. I don't think you could single out a single player and say that they stepped up or they were the ultimate in the absence of Ahmad Bynum. I just think this was a team effort. I thought the likes of Baylor Hebb even stepping off the bench, hitting 5-for-5 from free throw range and nailing a 3-pointer as well in this one. I know maybe 21 minutes is a bit much, but you still get real good minutes from Elijah Jones off the bench. You still get quality minutes from the likes of Kevin Kalu, 9 points, 10 rebounds, and 25 minutes of action. So there's a lot of things to like out of this game from the Miners, knowing that they battled in a bit shorthanded. So let's do it. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We got Brian who's going to join us first, then Roman and Tom, 915-505-6009. Brian, good evening, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Brian, we're doing well. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Well, it's certainly an interesting day. It's been 14 years since we beat NMSU at the Pan Am Center, but we finally did it, and in good fashion, too. But, of course, like every game that we've had this season, there have been some worrying moments, particularly those scoring droughts in the first half and the second half. At times it felt worrying because we kept having New Mexico State bringing it closer and closer and all that. But we still rebounded, no pun intended, but still. And we ended up winning the game. But in reality, we all know this already, but man, those NMSU fans are awful. If anyone has seen the post on Barstool UTEP, they'll see that NMSU fans were throwing water and other crap at the UTEP fans. But we already established that because of how heated our rivalry is between the two. But overall, good effort from the whole team, even with the absence of Ahmad Bynum, because I was worried that throughout this game we were going to struggle on scoring without him, but it turned out to be okay in the end. So it was a really good effort from the Miners. Can't wait to see him play at the Don again.
Appreciate the phone call, Brian. Thank you for weighing in. I didn't see anything about the fans throwing water bottles. Sal, did you see any of that kind of stuff? I didn't see any of that right there.
As I saw a I can't remember where, I think it was on Instagram or Thread, somebody was putting videos or pictures of Aggies fans throwing bottles on them. As far as players go, I don't know, but I saw a couple of it. But also too, we got the after of it. We don't know the before. I'm just saying.
So, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't see any of this right there. Somebody needs to tag us. Throw us in the mentions right there and tag us in these posts. But good stuff, Brian. Let's keep it moving. Roman is next with us. We just freed up a phone line, 915-505-6009. Roman, good evening, man. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, well, I was there when it came to Las Cruces and was nice. Able to get, actually be at the game. So definitely a great energetic environment. As far as, like, people being mean to the fans, I didn't experience any of that. I came with, you know, four of my family members, and I didn't get any bad vibes from the actual fans. So
all the right, game was stuff, overall Roman. Great. Thanks for setting the standard, okay? Yeah, thanks for setting the right call there.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. You know, I mean, long lines for the beer, but that's about it. But the game was great. It was energetic. This is the first time that I've come in over 20 years, and I'm glad I was able to kind of see this game play out the way it did. And you know, hats off to the Miners. Great gameplay, great coaching. I mean, if this was not a good coach team, they would have lost this game. Even with, you know, the Aggies playing as horrible as they were. I mean, Cooks, like that guy, number three, he literally cooked us when they came down to El Paso, and he couldn't make nothing. I think he only made one or two shots. I mean, it was a total, like, turnaround. Thank God. I'm glad we got the win. And, you know, even without Bynum, you know, I'm excited to have him back next game because it's only going to add more energy and more points to the game. And I think that the Miners are on a really good up and up right when it counts. So, I mean, at the end of the day, guys, like, the only thing that matters is let's get the top three spots, top four spots. Once we get into the actual tournament, that's when everything's going to come into play, because Kennesaw State beat Rutgers or Stanford. They were ranked 24 or something like that. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the right team or not, but they played well. Rutgers, yeah. Jackson State's at the top of their game. Middle Tennessee's still up there. You know, there's still a lot of really good teams, and a good team that we beat, you know, at the last shot with Bynum. I think that was a Liberty at home. Yeah. All those teams are still really good teams, and it's still going to be a fight to the end. It's going to be a really interesting tournament. So, yeah, good job, Miners.
Yeah, totally with you on that. Roman, appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for weighing in. Great job. A lot of thoughts on your phone call right there. Number one, that's why I have Liberty circled, and I've had Liberty circled for a while now, but this upcoming Saturday game a week from now, Liberty against UTEP, that's a huge game. That's one to circle in pen with Sharpie. Do it right there. And the Miners for that one, I think they could pull it off and win. It'll be a tough one. It'll be a grind out, no doubt about it. But, you know, you talk about the Miners and seeding. Sal, I think that was well put by Roman. You know, just keep, you know, stay the course if you're UTEP right now. Try to finish off in CUSA the best you can, whether that's 10 wins, 11 wins, whatever that looks like. But that will allow the Miners to finish out somewhere in that top three, at least top five when it's all said and done.
Yeah, and the interesting part is we talked about it earlier, the parity that's in the league. They're going up against teams who are trying to accomplish the exact same thing that UTEP is, right? Just survive. Just so you know how they're surviving advance in the conference tournament, and then the tournament, well, it's kind of like the tournament's a little bit earlier. So you got to survive in advance that final half of Conference USA, get to the tournament playing some of your best basketball. And all that is to say that whoever finishes in the top four is deserving of it. You know what I mean? It's going to be a very tight battle, particularly two through four. Maybe some can catch up to one. It doesn't really look like it, but it's going to be a tight race just for those spots alone. So if you can land that, that means that you're doing something right.
Yeah, totally behind that. Let's keep the phones moving. We got a lot of calls to get to. Full phone lines, 915-505-6009. I'll let George and Alberto weigh in just a second, but let's go to Tom, who's joining us next on the phone lines. Tom, good evening, man. What'd you think of this game?
Not enough orange in that stadium tonight. Little disappointed. This team's got a couple gears left in it. I keep telling everybody, you know, they've got a lot of fight in them. They pulled this one out, didn't give up the lead the whole night. So for the doubters out there, you need to start getting behind this team because they're putting the effort out on the court. That suffocating double team and triple team defense that they had tonight really, really worked. The one bad thing about it, though, is we get way out of position for rebounding, and they get a lot of putbacks sometimes here and there. But other than that, it really rattled them. They couldn't make a shot on their own home court. So kudos to the Miners, man. They really, really put the effort out on the floor tonight so far.
They did. Right? Did you notice anything different about their defense tonight, Tom?
Well, at first I could have swore I saw a little bit of a zone in the beginning of the game, and then it was like a matchup. But once again, what I was saying is, the Yugoslavian guy or whatever,
yeah,
he burned us really badly down here in El Paso. We were all watched it, but man, we double teamed and triple teamed that guy and just frustrated the heck out of him. And then same with Cook, but Cook did come back and hit some big shots to almost pull them back within a tie at the very end of the game. But everybody kind of stepped up. Once again, our guys are making plays. They're making their steals when they really need to. Otis Frazier, and I think, who was it? Was it Terrell or I forget? They had that steal at the end of the game.
It was Frazier, and it was fantastic. Yeah. It was like Frazier, and I got to give credit to Barnes because Barnes distracted. I think it was Cook who had the ball. He distracted him helping out on the backside of it.
Yes.
And that was what I noticed. And Tom, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for weighing in. But that's what I noticed is that they played this kind of defense today, guys, that they did not switch no matter what. Like, they stuck with their man, and they didn't switch no matter what defensively. Alberto, I think the last game they were, the opposition was starting to, they wanted UTEP to go out and switch defensively. They wanted UTEP to not be as aggressive or be a little too aggressive, try to go for the turnovers when the opposition would go out and get one of those, big shots underneath the basket or whatever that looks like. But I just love how they adjusted defensively tonight, Alberto. I think they did something differently tonight defensively than we've maybe seen all season long, or at least against the Aggies that first time around.
To be able to get Filipović into foul trouble, get the Aggies to shoot 30% from the field, I think that was phenomenal from the Aggies. I mean, from UTEP. To be able to do that on the defensive side, and you heard what the coach was saying about he wants to lead the nation in turnovers, but he also wants to win ball games, and I can't agree with that more. Is leading in different statistical categories doesn't really matter if your win loss records doesn't reflect it, right? So I think that what we saw today from the Miners is what we might see moving forward, right? Being able to adjust on the fly to what a team is doing, especially to what they've already done to them in the past, right?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I'll swing it to you, George. Just the fact that defensively the Miners clamped down, forcing the Aggies to shoot only 30% on their home court, 23% from beyond the arc. And you know what? The turnovers, they weren't high that the Miners forced tonight, but they didn't need to be high. When you hold New Mexico State to shooting that low on their home floor, that does the job, period.
Yeah, Adrian, you're absolutely right. They, like Alberto said, like we touched on earlier, all those shooting numbers that we went over, staying home just made it a lot difficult for NMSU to get good looks. And when you do that, you can get them to shoot such low percentages. I mean, Coach Golding talked about the three-point shot that NMSU kept chucking up in vain today, and it probably buried them. But a lot of them were tough looks, right? Nothing came easy. And what I think it also helped, staying home and those time traps, they were still able to get timely turnovers, but it also helped the rebounding. Now you're not having Kevin Kalu, who switched out, at the top of the key, guarding some guard, and then a rebound goes easy to these bigs down low. You don't have Elijah Jones, right, helping on a switch or trapping up in the corner, and now he can be down low. I mean, Kalu almost had a double-double today. He was able to bag 10 rebounds, and he just seemed at home down there, right? He was able to stay home and keep everything in front of him, and I think it helped them with the rebounding as well.
All right, we got a lot of phone calls to get to. Stay patient with us. 915-505-6009. We lost Ethan. Ethan, if you're hanging with us, give us a call back. We'll get to you. But let's go to Rustin. After Rustin, we'll go to Rob and then Laura. Let's go to Rustin. Rustin, it's been a long time since we've heard your voice. Good to have you back on the show on Miner Talk. Give us your thoughts after this one. Miners win 66-63.
Number one, thank you, Adrian. Long time. I don't live in El Paso anymore. It's all when I can. I will say that I was very impressed today. I think the extra week helped, you know, I think extra week looking at video really, really helped. I think this just shows that it doesn't matter if people are not playing or not playing. Unfortunately, we had a player probably not do what he needed to do in practice. But I thought today they came out with we ain't going to lose. And if you looked on the last week, though we did lose two games, it was very close against two top teams. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to hear this, but maybe one or two plays here or there, and we have a sweep on the road. And I think there's a couple things, and then I'll ask you guys this question. Is number one, though he didn't play very much, Kenny Thomas played an incredible game. And so my first question to you guys is, I know he didn't have a lot of minutes in the game, but what were your thoughts on a freshman coming in with, you know, DT with four fouls, freshman coming in, and it's not a lot of minutes, but he comes in and he's getting some critical assists. So number one, what are your thoughts on Kenny Thomas and his, it's limited minutes, but the impact he came in and he did. And number two, I know this is the worst thing ever because my son's favorite player, and I get to see him when he comes to Huntsville and he goes to Freeport, but it didn't seem like forced turnovers from Otis today. And it's my son's favorite player, so I don't want to say anything negative against Otis Frazier, but you know, a lot of the times Otis has a lot of unforced turnovers on behind the back, maybe dribbling in the paint and stuff like that. But though he didn't have a lot of points following the first maybe 10, 12 minutes of the first half, just Otis's defense and his presence, what are you guys' thoughts on Kenny Thomas? I know it's not the biggest thing in the game, but he came in and he got an incredible alley-oop to Kevin Kalu. And then Otis's presence, I mean, it's just – so I'd like to leave it like that. And then, again, I always invite you guys, if you're always in the Houston area, come on over you know, come on over to the Houston area, watch some Sam Houston State basketball and Louisiana Tech basketball. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on Kenny Thomas,
Rustin,
and his little
– I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you for weighing in. Great job. It's KJ Thomas, by the way. When you said Kenny, I thought to myself, Kenny Odom. I was like, you know, but he kind of played a little like Kenny Odom today, at least as a basketball version of it, Sal. I'd say this for KJ Thomas, man, the true freshman. I've never sold my stock on him. I like him a lot. I have remained a fan of his. I know he's had turnovers in games that make you frustrated. He's a point guard and he's like 18, 19 years old. Let him make mistakes. He's going to have turnovers. The assists are beautiful. Like the way that he was able to do that, what he did was that he distracted two defenders on the top side, let, you know, Kalu free up down low through the line. And then, executed an exceptional alley-oop when not only David Terrell was facing foul trouble, but Baylor Hebb was also out of the game at that point with four fouls. So the Miners, they got good minutes from KJ Thomas. Love those minutes. The defensive effort from Frazier, it's that defensive steal late in the game to win the game, essentially. Like, to close that game out with that kind of a steal, excellent job by Otis Frazier III. That's why he's one of the best, if not, he's one of the best defensive players in all of Conference USA. He's going to tell you he is the best two-way player in the league. That's the kind of confidence that Otis Frazier III has. He does have some shortcomings. I get it. But I like him for all that he gives you. And what he was today was was pretty special. So I was a big fan of Otis Frazier III. Good stuff there. By the way, he talked about Miners in close games. Miners are 6-3 overall in games decided by 5 points or less. So there you go. Let's go to Laura, who's joining us next on the phone lines. 915-505-6009. That is our telephone number. 600 ESPN El Paso. On Twitter and X and 600ESPNElPaso.com. Rob is joining us next, actually. Rob, we'll get to you first, and then we'll get to Laura. Let's go to you, Rob. Rob, give us your thoughts on this game.
Man, I have a lot of thoughts. I'll try to get through them really quick. The first one being, I really enjoyed how much they improved from the home game against New Mexico State. I think the biggest thing I noticed was how they took away all the easy baskets. I felt like the first time New Mexico State could get anything they wanted, especially dishing to their bigs down low. So shout out to the UTEP bigs, Kalu, Hamilton. They really tightened up their defense down low and made it they made shots a lot harder for New Mexico State. And that's what I expect to see from UTEP teams. I don't expect to see what we saw at the Don Haskins Center that night. So that was really nice to see. It was nice to see them finally breaking that losing streak. I can't tell you how many times I've driven the cruises to watch UTEP, and I'm driving back, and they're losing, and they lost. Or I leave with 10 minutes left in the game because it's over. Like, I can't even remember the last time I drove back to El Paso, and we're talking about UTEP winning. So that was nice. It was a good game. More stressful, I think, than it had to be. And I just think at the end, you know, this is funny. I have my brother, who's a big Chargers fan, with me. And I had to tell him when I thought UTEP was going to charge her the game away. And I think it was that point when the number 33 blew up on the sideline. And I don't know what happened with that, but it just felt like the momentum was going to swing and UTEP was just going to, you know, L.A. Charger this game away like we expect them to. But you know what? They made the stops. They made their free throws. And, you know, they executed just enough to win. And I just think on the road against a team that's 7-3 at the Pan American Center, you know, it doesn't matter how you get it done. But, you know, they got it done. So I'm just super happy. And, yeah, man, that's all I got. Thanks for taking my call.
Good stuff, Rob. Appreciate the phone call. Let's burn through another call now that we got the order right. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. If you've been waiting to get in on the program, now is the time to give us a call. 915-505-6009. We opened up a couple phone lines. Laura is next up with us. Laura, good evening. What'd you think of this game?
Hello. I'm so excited. You know, congrats to the UTEP Miners. You know, we came here last year, lost. I had no idea. We haven't won in 14 years here. So I was at the game, of course, when New Mexico State beat us at home. I was very upset with that game because I didn't think the Miners did a very good job. But tonight, I'm very proud of being a Miner. They did a great job. But I do want to say that I'm disappointed in our fans. I really felt that they should have been up here, you know, at least several thousand, to see a lot of orange in that whole arena, because, you know, it's disappointing because UTEP, we want to support our teams, but a lot of people just don't because they expect us to lose. No ifs or ands about it. We see it at the football games. We see it at the basketball games. And it really, really breaks my heart because a lot of these athletes really take it from the fans. They want it. They beat NMSU at home, and then we only had like 100 fans cheering them on. So I'm very disappointed with that, and
I'm very disappointed too.
We need to do better.
Laura, they do need – I mean, I saw some of the photos, and I just kept thinking to myself, well, maybe these photos are just unfavorable to UTEP fans. Like, maybe there actually are UTEP fans who showed up, but you're saying you were there. You're saying that there weren't a lot of good fans, and that's disappointing. No. That's disappointing to hear.
Yes, and you know what? I was surrounded by tons of NMSU fans. I mean, they were great and everything else, but I really felt that we needed to support our UTEP Miners. The other thing is, I noticed that the announcer kept talking while we were shooting a free throw. And from what I understand, that is illegal to do. So did anybody notice that, or was it just us?
Wow, I didn't know that on my side, but I didn't go to the game, Laura, so I have to ask a couple of the people who went and see if they also noticed that too. But I don't like that kind of stuff. I think that's distracting completely to the Miners' side. And you know, as far as this game goes, just you know, the fact that no one showed up is disappointing. And maybe now that the Miners kind of, you know, they righted a little bit of the ship here by winning against the Aggies, maybe people will show up next Thursday against Florida International. But they'll need fans, yes, especially next Saturday. They play Liberty. That's a huge game, Laura. And you know, yes, as well as I do, that the Miners will need them to show up.
You know what? We need to ask everyone in El Paso or whoever is a fan, you know, around the surrounding area as well, to come and continue to support. You know, tonight I've got to give kudos to New Mexico State, because I really, truly feel they get the fans involved. You know, all of the memorabilia, all of the items, the merchandise they gave out, I really thought they kept the fans in the game. Fans were excited. I mean, they got T-shirts, they got caps, they got sweatshirts. So I really would like to ask UTEP, we're an amazing college. We're in El Paso. We all support. So why not give a lot of, you know, merchandise and keep the crowd excited? So they did a great job with that, and I really, really would like to ask that the students come out and support, that every single fan, season ticket holders, you know, we've been season ticket holders for 20 years. We need to come out and then continue to support them, because we want to see those wins again. We're getting tired of not being up there, you know, anymore. So I hope that people start waking up and then just kind of saying, let's go ahead and go out and support. That's it. Because all we do is complain. But instead of complaining, go out and then just really support this team and they can do better.
Good stuff, Laura. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you for weighing in. Very spirited phone call by you, and we really, really appreciate it here on the program as we continue. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. Yeah, I didn't see a lot of fans on any sort of videos or anything like that. It was kind of disappointing as far as the UTEP showing. I'll say this, though, Sal. I've started to get – thank you to our listeners, especially Nathan Duran. It was actually Brian also who sent us a clip as well. But I was able to get a bit of a shot of, you know, some of those fans who claim that they had water poured on them, that they were yelled, they were told, you know, ugly things by NMSU fans. Sal, it was two, I guess, students who ended up infiltrating the NMSU student section. You're asking for it at that point. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to shame these fans right here from the UTEP side. More power to them. They're two. It looks like they're college students or something like that. They wanted to be on inside the the New Mexico State student section. No problem. But you got to be ready to take it. And the complaining, I'm not going to accept any of that kind of stuff. No complaining if you're going to go out and sit in the student section for New Mexico State.
It's like you go to the zoo, you open the cage, and you know there's like a tiger just hanging out there, and then the tiger starts to roar, and then you tell the zookeeper, hey, your tiger's roaring at me. You know, like, come on, man. But you know what, all credit to it, if you have the guts to go inside to the, you know, that type of hostile environment, more power to you. But I mean, that's what it's, I mean, you don't want to be part of it. I mean, I wouldn't. Maybe there are some people who are, so power to you. I don't have that courage. But some people thrive off of that stuff. And, I mean, that's what rivalries are. When we look at the NFC Championship, kind of apples to oranges, that's a way, way bigger atmosphere. But, I mean, we had there were Eagles fans following Washington fans outside to their cars talking smack. So if a little bit of water, you know what I mean, and some curse words is what you got, I mean, it's not too bad. Come on.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Sal, completely. 915-505-6009, our telephone number. Let's go to our man, Zay, who's joining us next here on the phone lines. Zay, we've got him on the phone lines, then we'll go to Milkman, and then we've got Anthony. 915-505-6009, that's our telephone number. Zay, I'm sure you are stuck in the crazy traffic that's coming back from the Battle of I-10, coming back to El Paso. But you tell me, you were on site, you were on location for this game at the Pan Am Center. How'd you see this one? Miners win by 3, 66-63, without Ahmad Bynum.
Yeah, all I got to say is, you know, Baylor Hebb, amazing game. Very, very happy that, you know, he's really just come alive in really today. In the absence of Ahmad Bynum, he played really, really good minutes, and Yeah, I think the defense overall, it just looked a lot better than the last time they played the Aggies, and maybe that's because they didn't have Ahmad Bynum. We know he's a bit of a liability defensively, and I'm not going to lie, like, the team just looked better without him, right? Is that crazy to say? I know he's an absolutely amazing player. He's a knockdown shooter, but it just looked better. They looked happier. They looked all around just more intensified. And maybe that's not because Ahmad Bynum wasn't there. It was just because they needed this one on the road against, you know, your rival coming off two conference losses. But nonetheless, really fun game, decent atmosphere. You know, UTEP loses to NMSU in front of their biggest crowd of the year. And then now NMSU loses to UTEP in front of their biggest crowd of the year. So back and forth, right? So fun game, though. I enjoyed it.
Zay, how'd you do in track today? You've been killing it in track.
Yeah, well, you know, today was the first outdoor meet. We just got to got some work to do. It wasn't the greatest track meet from UTEP this week.
It's okay. UTEP got the win, so it's not all of a down weekend. So pick it back next. Pick it, yeah, exactly. Pick it back up next weekend. No problem at all. Zay, I'll ask you a couple other questions about this game from your perspective. The David Terrell 3, where were you when you saw that? And have you ever seen David Terrell even attempt a shot like that?
I've never seen David Terrell attempt a shot like that. I was scared. I was obviously, like, nervous because if he misses that, it's a two-point game. I mean, all the momentum is going towards NMSU, right? They had just gotten a bucket, and they get a huge, huge stop. I was up in the nosebleeds. I got these tickets late. Like, I bought them, like, really late. They were only $15, which is nice. But,
nice.
Yeah, I actually sat with a lot of UTEP fans. There was a lot of UTEP fans in my section, so everybody was kind of celebrating. It was crazy. I did not expect it to go in, but I mean, David Terrell, man, that was some guts to have to take that type of. There were still like 3 seconds on the shot clock too. Like, that was a gutsy shot.
You know, with Terrell doing that sidestep, that was just a bizarre. Like, he had to have watched a lot of James Harden this week and practiced that sidestep. But I was just impressed by that. My final question to you, Zay, where does UTEP go from here? They've got FIU on deck and also Liberty next week. Do you feel like a sweep is coming at home?
You know, you can never really guarantee anything. Conference USA, I think everybody's kind of learned that, right? But you got to catapult the momentum that you got from this game into, you know, the home series. And that starts off with beating FIU, which, you know, can give. And they did give UTEP troubles in Florida. And then, of course, the Liberty game, which is, like, the best rivalry nobody has heard of in college basketball. Like, UTEP and Liberty is a legit rivalry. I don't think either of those teams have, like, an ounce of goodness to each other. They definitely do not like each other, and I do expect this Liberty game to go down to the final seconds just like this one did.
I hear you, man. I hear you completely. Zay, any final thoughts before we let you go?
You know, Baylor Hebb, what can I say? I'm all in on Baylor Hebb. Can I trade Ahmad Bynum for Baylor Hebb now? Is that what happens now? I have Ahmad Bynum on my team. Oh, man.
You got to dock some points then, huh? I appreciate it, Zay. You're the man. I appreciate you calling in on your way back from Las Cruces. Safe travels home. Hang in there with the traffic and all of that. But appreciate you giving us a call after the big UTEP win. That's UTEP Zay joining us on the phone lines as we continue. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. Let's go to Milkman next. We got a lot of tweets to get to. We can't catch up because we've got full phone lines and we haven't stopped on the phones. And let's just keep it going. 915-505-6009. One phone line just freed up if you're trying to weigh in. Then we'll get to Anthony. Milkman is next up with us. Milkman, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
Good evening, my friend. We're doing well. We're doing well. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, especially after that game. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go up. My dad had a root canal, so he wasn't feeling up to it, so he wanted to watch it on TV, and that's what we did. But kudos to all the UTEP fans that did go up there. I understand there weren't that many, but you know what? You guys really got a treat. You got to leave there with a win. I mean, if you would have told me that NMSU would come down here and give us, what was it, the third worst loss at home in history, And then in the same year, we go up there and break our 14-game losing streak. Up there. Like, that just it doesn't compute, but I'll definitely take it. It was exciting, and to lead wire to wire like that, I mean, that was unbelievable. I kept thinking, well, you know, NMSU is going to make a run here and take the lead, and they never did. The Miners never surrendered the lead, which was fantastic. I won't beat a dead horse here, but everybody's talking about that clutch three by David Chernoff. That was really something. Definitely a treat for us to watch on TV. I really wish we could have been there, but you know what? I'll take the win in any case.
You know, this is definitely a big win right here. After kind of talking this one all the way through, Milkman, I'm just kind of accepting this was a big coaching win right here for UTEP to have this team ready to scrap a game plan and to implement a game plan within 4 days. Got to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff for helping them win this one.
You know, that is an excellent point. This is probably, you go through the games that you've seen from Coach Golding, and, you know, any coach that you're talking about, you can tell when they've really studied and coached them for the game. This was definitely one of those instances. It was really obvious. That's a very good point. I think this was probably 80% coaching tonight, so... Yeah, good on him, good on the team. Way to go, Miners, you know, taking it to them in their home. So I love it. Had to avenge that loss. And let's see some good stuff the rest of the season.
Good stuff, Milkman. I appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you. Let's go back to the phone lines, 915-505-6009. Two phone lines available now if you'd like to weigh in. Anthony is next up with us. Anthony, my man, what's going on?
For having me on. I appreciate you for letting us tune in. It's actually a quick, funny story. I'm with my friend Ethan, who called in earlier, but we took the Anthony gap, so we avoided all that traffic, but that's where he got lost on the Anthony gap. But anyways, wanted to kind of just, you know, talk about the game real quick. Amazing game. Back to what we had a couple calls ago say, talking about UTEP fans, I'll tell you what, after that David Terrell three, we were in section 221, and I would say 221 all the way down. I'll tell you what, man, we were going insane. Like that, there were so many fans in 221 down that was just going insane. It was just something to watch.
After the David Terrell shot, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. So you felt like it was okay. Like maybe we're not giving the crowd enough credit. Like the crowd was all right going to Las Cruces.
No, yeah, I think there was a good crowd, and especially, you know, walking out in the hallways. You could hear everyone kind of, you know, we were all chanting. So that was crazy. I wanted to ask you guys, you know, I know our previous caller mentioned the coaching, and I agree, you know, we had some good coaching. What did you guys think about that final lineup in the first half? We were all looking at each other, kind of questioning, you know, what it was. And you know what? We got away with a 6-point or, you know, 5-6-point lead after the first half. What was your guys' thoughts on that lineup?
Okay, so that final lineup, correct me if I'm wrong. I had Devin Barnes. I had it was KJ Thomas because he had to fill in some of those minutes. It was also Derek Hamilton, who closed out the first half for the Miners. I believe Baylor Hebb was also in on that. And then, I don't remember who the fifth guy was. It probably was Terrell. If it wasn't Terrell, maybe it's Kalu.
The one was Trey Horton.
Trey Horton. So then, okay, so if you combine all of those together, I know which lineup you're talking about because I was scratching my head too. And I think we have to just go back to what somebody said from earlier. It might not matter. it might not matter at times if they're shorthanded or if they're missing one or two guys, because the next man up mentality is starting to resonate. Remember, it was about a month ago where this team was without Kevin Kalou. Then, you know, 2 weeks ago, they deal without Corey Camper Jr. with the ankle sprain, who's not 100%, but he still played and he fought really hard in this one, and all the credit to Corey Camper Jr. Now no Ahmad Bynum. So this team has had depth tested over the last month or so, and they have risen to the occasion. Sure, they've lost some games, and you know, we've held them accountable for their losses as well. Their losses to Jacksonville State, Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, no doubt about it. But still, to gut out the win tonight, it's a quality win against a team that beat the Miners almost by 30 on their home floor. And you got to give credit to the depth, and you got to give credit to the coaching. So did I like the lineup at the end? No, not by face value, but as a collective, this group is starting to play really together. So I'm just starting to trust this team in any given situation like this, you know, as the season's starting to wind down. Do they have shortcomings? Sure. They do, but you have to kind of try to stay the course and not hope that everything falls apart in order to try to get ready for March when it actually matters.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. That kind of shows the grit and the character that comes from the coaching. So, you know, like you guys said, just comes from the coaching. I definitely see what you mean, man.
Anthony, you the man. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. We appreciate you chiming in on the program. You have safe travels home, man. Sal, I'll have you weigh in on that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's interesting because we talk about what their bread and butter is, and that's the aggressiveness they play with on defense, right? It's that tenacity that they go out there on defense with, but it's not always going to be like that every game. I know it helped out in spurts today, but every game there's going to be something else that's going to come up, and are they going to be able to conquer that to come away with the win? And that main issue for me was the free throws that they were shooting, especially with Otis Frazier. But when it matters the most, right, literally could not fail at this juncture, Frazier goes and hits two in the clutch. So if you're able to overcome those things, you know, more power to you. It's not always going to be the same game plan every single game. It's going to develop its own identity.
Yeah, I like the way that you outlined that, because Frazier the third was 0-for-5 from the charity stripe, and then he goes down and he has to make both of these free throws late in the game, and he drills them like he's made all his free throws the entire game. So I mean, we could be talking today, oh, Otis Frazier the third went 0-for-5 from the free throw line. No, yeah, he did, sure. At the beginning, but then he made two clutch free throws when it really mattered. And by the way, Otis Frazier III, 999 points. He was 1 point away from 1,000 points, which is kind of a cool thing. Alberto, do you like the fact that he'll hit 1,000 career points at home at the Don Haskins Center?
Yeah, no, I think it opens up the opportunity to something special, right? I think he only has 1 point left. I think you can make it a ceremonious thing where he just goes out there, gets the bucket, you pause the game. You know, one of those situations, you give him a little homage and then you continue the game. I think I think he deserves that.
Before we go to George on the phone lines, let's get your thoughts, George, on this string of phone calls. Any thoughts that you want to weigh in on any of the conversations that have been said here on the show?
Yeah, no, some great points, I think, overall, with everybody chiming in. Good to hear that some Miner fans were out there. The David Terrell step back for me, though, is something I wanted to highlight. I have never seen him attempt that shot. He was pretty quiet as far as his offense went today. And I'm talking like shot attempts. He wasn't really looking to score today. But man, to pull that out in the clutch, that's another three that we've seen him hit in crunch time. The other one was against Liberty, where Ahmad Bynum made that last two-pointer, right? I mean, another clutch three for him in his bag. I really want him to start kind of taking over these games. He looks like he's got it, man. That clutch gene is definitely in him. That step back to the side and he buried it on the road, that was nice, man.
9 of 18. That's what David Terrell Jr. is from beyond the arc, which on the season, by the way, he's shooting 50% quietly from three-point range. And by the way, David Terrell Jr. is 47% on two-point attempts this year. That's a really good mark as well. So he's efficient when he scores. He picks and chooses his spots. And offensively, he's getting better and better every game, I would say. His mom was in attendance as well. So shout out to the Terrell family for making the trip out to the Battle of I-10. It's a great week to be out here in El Paso for this one. And Sal, I think we can say it right now. That's about a month or at least a three-week stretch of really solid play from David Terrell Jr.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want. We talk all the time on the show about, hey, when it comes to Bynum, he's the best three-point shooter. Frazier might be the best do-it-all guy, but we always talk about that. But the guy that a lot of us were excited about the most going into this year to not only take that next step but build off of a large step that was taken last year, it was Terrell, without a doubt.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
This is an all-conference USA player here that we're talking about, guy with tremendous upside, and he's been delivering, you know what I mean, these last stretch of games, and it makes you excited too because you're in the thick of the Conference USA race right now, and if you're able to build off of that play, as you've shown these last couple of games, it's going to be huge, man. I'm excited to see it. I mean, that step back was ridiculous. We're all talking about it. We're all fantasizing about it over here, but that distance, man, it was like he went from El Paso to Cruces in that step back alone. Amazing separation.
All right, we're finally getting to Twitter and X. Before we get to George on the phone lines, Daniel tweets into the program, giving credit. Joe Golden got the fellas ready and had a solid offensive game plan and finally won in that trash arena. However, they still lack a killer instinct to be champions, but nonetheless a good win. The Minor Pickaxe podcast, clutch free throws from Barnes, check. Heb with solid play in crucial minutes, check. Otis going off in the offensive boards, check. Great team wins. Got to get some poetic justice for the ugly loss of the Dawn against this team. Hashtag guns down. Hashtag Minor talk. Chi-Town Minor spent the whole day watching CUSA basketball. 5 entertaining games, 4-1 betting on underdogs to cover or win. Outside the SEC, most balanced league. Amazing David Terrell three-pointer at the end. Barnes clutch at the line. God, it feels good to beat the Aggies on the road. I still believe. Hashtag Minor Talk. That's coming in from our pal, Shite Town Minor. This is also coming in on the program from Tristan Pence. Once again, Heb played a very solid game. Frazier was excellent with several offensive rebounds. Big win for the Miners. Next week's homestand is huge. The opportunity is there to solidify a spot in the top 3 in Conference USA. Hashtag Minor Talk. Brian, we finally win at the Pan Am. Good stuff all around. Perfect team effort with guys who I'm sometimes critical of. Great way to get revenge for what happened at the Dawn. This is coming in from sad UTEP fan. NMSU shot 30% and UTEP won by 3. I can only hope Bynum isn't done with UTEP, which I don't blame if he is, but if this win doesn't settle any doubts I have, good win, but I'm not sold on Golding and if he should be in our head coach going into the Mountain West. Oh man, that's rough. I think that's unfair right there, sad UTEP fan. This is Trolley Dodgers shopping spree. Hashtag let's go Miners. Oh my God, it's hilarious. If you know, you know, right? Matthew Castro, I'll take the win, but man, that was tough to watch. No reason for this game to be close. We kept the Aggies in the game. Glad we got redemption, but play needs to improve if we want a shot come conference tournament. Eddie Morales is also checking into the show, saying from Ray Silva, just for public information, we let 2 UTEP students sit in front of us in seats unoccupied and let them enjoy the game. Lower bowl, row 7. Okay, there you go. Let's go back to the phone lines. George is next with us, 915-505-6009. George, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Adrian? Well,
George,
I was very
safe
happy.
Travels home.
Yeah, and they did well. They did really, really good. I was very happily surprised that throughout the game, even though they had some adversity and they were close to giving up and relinquishing the lead, they led throughout the whole game. I think it was a total team effort. Joe Golding did amazing at coaching them up. I think they needed the rest to get back to where they needed to be. I saw a tenacious defense that just locked down a lot of their good players. Some of them even into foul trouble. I loved Otis Frazier, where he came up. He's one of those players that will fall on some areas, but he'll help you out in the areas where it matters the most. I love the fact that they were really going after the rebounds on both sides. They really showed a lot of tenacity, and even without Ahmad Bynum, you know, Terrell going out there and just having that ice in his veins and just draining that three and a critical point of the game is just a phenomenal effort from all of them. I really do want to extend a great game. They just did amazing, and you know, I just hope this carries them through. I mean, this is a big win. They should be very, very proud of themselves.
Yeah, George, I agree with you completely, man. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, George. Thanks for weighing in as always, and we'll catch you next game, all right?
Yes, sir, we'll be there.
All right, that's George joining us as we continue. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number to weigh in. As we start to wind down the show, 600 ESPN El Paso, Twitter and X. If that's another way you'd like to weigh in, you could check in there, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X. Also want to mention that, you know, as far as this matchup goes here for UTEP, it is a historic win right here. Miners hadn't won in the Pan Am Center in almost 15 years, which is crazy. And it goes back to a call that Rob said earlier. You know, there's so many instances where Miner fans go home or, you know, UTEP goes in spirited, hoping for the best, hoping to knock off the Aggies, and they just don't do it. And in this game, the Miners did it. They beat Hooten's squad on the road. And this is an interesting stat as well, Sal. The Aggies going into this game had won 15 of the last 18 games. How crazy is that? 15 of the last 18 going the Aggies' way. And this time around, the Miners get the win to kind of, you know, at least help them out a little or lift them up a little bit.
Yeah, 15 out of the last 18. I also think 18 out of the last 22, something along the lines of that. If I'm off by one, it's still, you know, really good for the Aggies. But not able to right their wrongs, especially on the road. I know we talked about how disappointed the fans were in El Paso when they lost that game. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you get all the fans there and you don't pull your end of the bargain. But as they alluded to earlier, it was nice to kind of, you know, see the Miners repay that. You know, they got their get back out there in Las Cruces tonight. So it really makes you wonder, you know, how high, you know, what is the ceiling? How high is the ceiling for this basketball team? And what is the lowest as well? It's kind of like you've seen them both. But, I mean, gutting it out like the way that they did tonight, man, it really makes you excited about what that ceiling could be. I don't think we've seen it yet.
No, I don't think we've seen it all together on the floor. And I don't think, you know, we've seen it together in about a month. As far as, like, the peak of this team's play, we haven't seen it about a month plus since they've been at full strength. So that's kind of what I've noticed on my side. Alberto, I'm watching the same thing you are. I agree with what you just texted me as well. And for the Miners in this game here, you know, they did a great job locking down defensively. I know they only forced 9 turnovers. That's uncharacteristic for the style. Stifling UTEP defense, but what they did do was rebound. They led the rebound margin by against the Aggies 36-35, which is a huge accomplishment for this squad, and they never trailed. So, you know, you can complain about this being a close game, whatever. I'll just say the fact that they won this game in the end, that's all that matters. Ray Ray kind of chimed in with those kind of sentiments as well, saying UTEP at many times tried to put NMSU away, and they kept letting him come back. But it's a rivalry game, so we'll take it. I agree with you, Ray. You're completely right on that one as well as we continue. 915-505-6009, in case you want to weigh in with some final thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter next, and 600 ESPN El Paso on our website as well, 600ESPNElPaso.com. Rob chimes in, the officiating was terrible tonight. I guess this is the same crew that will be calling the Chiefs game tomorrow. There you go. This is Trey Politz, David Terrell, Big Three. Let's party like it's 2010, Miners. Hope Bynum is back soon from the suspension. He's our best offensive threat. We need you. I love that. I love that last line. We need you. Good stuff, Trey. Michael Bacon, looking for the Golding haters. Ha, I love it. This is coming in from depressed UTEP fan. Gutsy win. Still can't tell if this team is good or not. Rudy, let's go. This is UTEP Mineto. Coach Joe Golding, what did I say on your earlier post? UTEP for the win. I keep telling people to stop complaining and enjoying the season down from day one. Go Miners. That's coming from UTEP Mineto. Good stuff, guys. Guys, let's go to our hot hand of the game. This is brought to you by our great friends at Wind Supply El Paso. Hot hand of the game in this one, well, it's going to go to Devin Barnes, who finished this one with 18 points in 33 minutes, 4 rebounds, 2 assists in this matchup when it was all said and done. Big shout-out to Devin Barnes for winning this one. He also chipped in with a steal, plus 12 in plus-minus today. Killed it today for the Miners, so he'll win our hot hand of the game, brought to you by Wind Supply El Paso. Hey, temperatures are already changing here in El Paso. Check out Wind Supply El Paso for all the latest when it comes to your heating and cooling services. Whether it's a Champion heater or a Champion furnace, check that out. Also, check out the latest when it comes to Master Cool systems. Click the Find a Dealer tab on WindSupplyElPaso.com to learn more. That's WindSupplyElPaso.com. I just want to give another shout out to Jack in the Box. They're open 365, 24/7, and before and after every game, it's the perfect spot. That is Jack in the Box as we continue. What we're going to do is we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification, then we'll come back and we will get one last thought from everybody around the table, and we're going to wrap this one up. So we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification now as you're listening to Miner Talk on ESPN El Paso.
From hometown to national, sports spoken here. 600 ESPN El Paso is KROT El Paso, a Town Square Media station.
Winding down the show here as we continue. Final thoughts as we wind this one up. 915-505-6009. Great job by all the people back at our River Oaks Property Schoolyard Sports Studios. Sal Montes co-hosting the show, along with Alberto Reta, who is behind the glass producing and screening calls. George Rojardo joined in on the show as well. George, we're going to start with you. Closing thoughts from you going into the next week. Miners taking on the Aggies, beating them tonight 66-63. Now turning the page. FIU and Liberty on deck next week.
Yeah, great win again. Coach Joe Golding obviously showed a lot of flexibility to adjust that game plan and target very specific things, and I hope he keeps that up. But I just need to see more from this offense. Sal and I were calculating that in between those long, long scoring droughts, the Miners went 13 minutes and 44 seconds with 0 points, not even field goals, 0 points. That's more than a quarter of the game. That's just way too long. And I guess it says something about your defense when you can go that long without scoring a single point and still win. But I just want to see some more life from this offense. I said it last time, and I'm going to say it again. But overall, great win and great adjustments on defense.
All right, Alberto, give us your final thoughts after this one.
Well, obviously pleased with the results for the Miners, and I think that you take a step back and you look at the performance and the performance that they had at home, and well, they're polar opposites. But if you want to look for where to improve for the Miners, is look, it's the gimmick points, right? The layups, 6 of 13 today. You can definitely improve there. And they also only shot 65% from the free throw. I know that wasn't necessarily a highlight today. John Teicher definitely did not sound happy at times, and so I think there's it was a great outing, especially without Ahmad Bynum. And I think that's one of the bigger takeaways is no one knows what happened behind closed doors, and you hope that can get resolved here quickly. But the way these guys played today, the things that Zay said about how they looked, that's pointing in a good direction here.
Yeah, I think so too. And just the fact that they were able to gut it out without the likes of Bynum is also impressive. Sal, your final thoughts. It's Liberty and FIU on deck next week after a gutsy win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time a lot about how this team has to kind of be consistent in that sense to take that next step. And you did great, but it's not too much to ask to go out there and play solid defense again, play good in the clutch again. still a lot more games in Conference USA to play, so it's great, but you got to enjoy this for the night and then get ready for the next one. So it'll be interesting to see how the Miners fare up against FIU after a big game. Can they get up after a game that they desperately had circled? It's going to be interesting to see. I think they can. And then for the Liberty game, they don't like El Paso the same way that El Paso doesn't like Lynchburg. So I'm excited about that one, another rivalry game.
I'm looking forward to it, man. You know me and Liberty. I love those games. I love watching them. I'm circling next week, and I've got that one. Big, big-time circle in Sharpie. UTEP taking on Liberty a week from now. Should be an excellent matchup. But, guys, that'll do it for all of us. For Alberto Retta, for George Guajardo, for Sal Montes, I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're signing off. Thank you for listening to Miner Talk. Miners get a big win on the road, 66-63. If you missed any of the show, check it out on our Miner Talk podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts on demand. We'll be back in action Monday for another edition of Sports Talk. For now, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the big game tomorrow, and we'll talk to you Monday as we wind it down. But thanks for listening to Miner Talk, brought to you by Jack in the Box here on 600 ESPN El Paso.